So my name is Emily Anes. I'm from Venezuela. I have 30 years old. I came from Venezuela to the United States in 2016, and I started working in dry cleaners and cleaning houses. In 2020, COVID hit, and I lost my job. I was attending to a church, and Salvin Martinez was my pastor then, and he told me that Billy Humphrey, the CEO of City of Refuge Baltimore, was looking for someone that speak English and Spanish, and if I wanted to start working there. And I said, sure, because I didn't have a job at the moment. So I applied, and when I applied, it was funny because in 2016, I didn't speak English. I wasn't fluent because my primary language was Spanish. I was in the interview, I was doing signals, and I was trying to communicate as I could. But thankfully, I got the job. It was through a program with United Way called Neighbors United, where I needed to try and build community with the Lansdowne residents. And it was, at the beginning, was very hard because the majority of the community members that I was helping, they were Spanish speaking, which it was easy for me because that was my language, but to communicate with my team and with City of Refuge itself was a challenge for me in 2016. What it was really great for Neighbors United program is that I was able to build confidence and community with the residents in Lansdowne because they were able to see that doesn't matter the language that you speak, you are able to make a change. You are able to speak up and ask for what your community needs and what your community is asking for. So it was a great time. Now we are in 2025. I'm the housing director at City of Refuge Baltimore, and I'm building community with all the residents in Brooklyn, which at the beginning was mostly white and black. Now it's a very diverse community that we serve. We have Latinos and we have Asian people too. So we don't have someone in the staff that speaks Asian, but we are trying our best to serve our community as we can.